Blog Talk Radio. Everything is always working out for me. 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 Things are always working out for me. Things are always working out for me. Things are always working out for me. Everything is working out for me. Things are always working out for me. And since things are always working out for me, and since I know that things are always working out for me, then what other things would I like to define that I would like to be working out for me? Since things are always working out for me, then I want to begin to apply my attention toward the things that I would like to be working out for me. I want to define more clearly what things I want to be working out for me. What things? Not nebulous things, not general things. What specific things would I like to be working out for me? What evidence? What would really ring my bell? What kinds of things would really ring my bell? I would like to have a confidence about me so that when I'm moving through traffic, I feel guided about where to go. I'd like to have good timing. I would like to feel that I'm riding on a cloud or a magic carpet of momentum. I would like to feel the universal forces working with me. I would like to look into the world and have a sense of who I am. I would like to have a full sense of who I am. I would really like to be so integrated with the fullness of who I am that I'm accepting this world in the fullness of all that it is. So integrated with the fullness of who I am that I'm accepting this world in the fullness of all that it is. All that it is. All that it is. I would like to look into this world and I would like to appreciate the components that have been before that have led to what is right now. I would like to live in a constant state of appreciation. I would like to be an uplifter. I would like anyone who comes into contact with me to benefit as a result of our being together. I would like to not feel bad when that doesn't happen. I would like to be in a place where I'm not at my best, where I'm not even close to my best, and not beat up on myself for not being at my best because I know that like the ocean, I have ebb and flow too. I would like to be completely accepting of myself and of everyone else. And I would like to trust in the law of attraction and the information that it gives to me. I would like to be completely accepting of myself and of everyone else. And I would like to trust in the law of attraction and the information that it gives to me. I would like to live in a constant state of appreciation. I want to be the being that I am born to be. I want to be in this physical body. And I want to be all that I was born to be. I want to have fun. And I want to have clarity. And I want to feel energy. And I want to feel good. And I want to wake up eager for the day. I want to be the being that I am born to be. I want to be in this physical body. And I want to be all that I was born to be. I want to have fun. And I want to have clarity. And I want to feel energy. And I want to feel good. And I want to wake up eager for the day. I want to sleep good. And I want to eat well. I want others to have that too. I want everyone to eat well. I'd like all the little kids to go to bed with a full belly. I'd like them to know how good they are. I'd like that. I'd like children to know their value. I'd like them to know it soon. I'd like them to know it now. I'd like opportunities to help them know it. I'd like to move around with them. I'd like to think about them. I'd like to shine that light on them. I'd like to speculate about that. I'd like to pretend that. I'd like to imagine that. I'd like to soothe myself with that thought. I want people to feel good. I would like people to feel so good that they never feel like taking guns and killing each other. I'd like them to feel that good. I'd like them to feel so good. I'd like people to know the value of who they are. I'd like that. I'd like to be in a place where I can help people know the value of who they are. I'd like that. Don't want it to come all at once. Just one at a time. I'd like to tune into the frequency of who I am and spread the joy of who I am. I'd like to be consistently in my own joy. I'd like to be a catalyst to helping more people feel good. I'd like to be someone who's such a catalyst to helping people feel good that I don't even notice when they don't. I'd like to be so true to my vibrational frequency that anything that I want is flowing into me and anything that I don't want is flowing out of me. Understanding that there will always be contrast on the edge of what I'm living. Oh, that's it. I'd like to control my contrast better. I'd like to be better at inviting the contrast. I'd like the contrast to come in the form of a question to which I'm seeking an answer, rather than in the form of a problem to which I'm needing a solution. I'd like the problems of the world to be distant enough from me that I'm able to see them in an objective sort of sense. I don't want to be swallowed up in the problems. I want to be on the periphery of the problems. I want to be out there on the edge of the problems, close enough that I can help to find the solution, but not so wrapped up in the problem that I'm lost in the problem. I want my cork to be near the surface all the time. It's not bobbing on the surface and never deep in the underbelly of the ocean. I want to be up there where it's easy to move, but even when I'm in that state of what could be called depression, I want to know that even then it's okay. Help's on the way. It's okay. Help's on the way. I want to know the source energy is always flowing to me and through me. Always flowing to me and through me. Available all times. And I want to feel all right about not being in the vibrational vicinity of it. I love knowing that source loves me at all times, even when I'm not in the vibrational vicinity. I like knowing that that gaze is never taken from me. I like knowing that pure positive energy has its gaze upon me at all times. I like knowing that source is keeping source's promise to me. And it is my intention to start right now keeping my promise to myself more of the time. I love knowing that source loves me at all times, even when I'm not in the vibrational vicinity. I like knowing that that gaze is never taken from me. I like knowing that pure positive energy has its gaze upon me at all times. I like knowing that source is keeping source's promise to me. And it is my intention to start right now keeping my promise to myself more of the time. I'm going to have way more fun. I'm going to look for more reasons to feel good. I'm going to take good care of me. I'm going to serve myself first and foremost. I'm going to tend to my vortex, and then I'm going to do anything else I have time for. Now, I say I'm going to do that. I'm probably not going to do that. But it's going to be more all right with me when I don't do that. It's going to be all right with me more when I don't do that. I'm not going to set standards for myself that I can't keep. But I'm going to do my best to feel good more of the time. I'm going to have way more fun. I'm going to look for more reasons to feel good. I'm going to take good care of me. I'm going to take good care of me. We have enjoyed this interaction more than words can explain. You are powerful creators, and this has been a powerful group of minds that has come together. We are appreciating your willingness, not just to be in this room, but to be in this life. Not to be in this life, but to be in this world, to be in this universe, to be part of this creative experience of moving forward. It is our desire, and it is our knowing, that today you've come into closer alignment than you've ever been with who you really are. And we revel in that knowing, whether you know it or not, and we anticipate your discovery of the evidence of our knowing in the hours and the days that are before you. There is great love here for you. And as always, we remain. Let's see, where are we? In the vortex, in your grid, in the vortex, in your grid, in the vortex, in your grid, in the vortex, in your grid. In the vortex, in your mind, in the vortex, in your mind. In the vortex, in your actions, in the vortex, in your behavior, in the vortex, in your inspiration. In the vortex, in complete and utter appreciation of the life that you breathe into all that is. There is great love here for you.
Veteran Day, and as we end up the meditation with Abraham Hicks, as you just heard this morning, and OJ saying, I got your back. And folks, that's the day we are setting aside for the veterans and all of you who fall into that category in any way. We definitely appreciate you on this incredible day, because there's millions and thousands of lives been sacrificed for us to have what we have to be today, and the level of freedom that we have today. And this is a day of honor of our veterans. We definitely don't want to forget that. And my brother was a veteran as well. So may God bless his soul and many other thousands and thousands of others out there this morning. So top of the morning to you out there, folks. You tune in to the Billionaire Mastermind Forum this morning. This is yours truly, Dr. Go Rich Mind, the prosperity philosopher. Let me get a mic check. Get a mic check.
Mic check. Coming through loud and clear.
Loud and clear. Okay, great. We're up and running, and we got Billionaires Happy there, and we're looking for the songs here. Who do we have? I got you, Billionaires Happy. Good morning. Got you up here this morning. Come on.
Good morning. It might seem crazy.
Yes.
I could go to space.
Come on. Come on. Cap along and feel like a room without a roof. And that's the one of D. Terrell and Billionaires Happy is one of our co-hosts here. And we're going to go out to Dallas, Texas. Doing a mic check for the Dream Life Coach. Mic check.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you this morning?
Great, great. Praise God, praise God. I'm glad I'm still speaking English and not Chinese or German. That's for sure. So we are celebrating today. That's Rhonda Williams out there with us in Dallas, Texas. And Billionaire Joe, looking for your song.
My check.
I'm looking for your song. I got it. They want to be rich up here, Billionaire Joe. The one and only Dr. Joseph Reed.
Cash.
Billionaire Joe,
what I need.
You ready to get 12 years, man, pretty soon.
Happy Veteran Day.
I beg your pardon?
I said happy Veterans Day to all the veterans out there.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. We got to really value the lives and these veterans, folks. If you see them, some of them come back with no legs and no arms. As the OJ said, I got your back. And boy, did they have our backs. Because we were on the brink of being taken over several times, folks. So we're still here. We're still here. Billionaire Baby, the one and only, loving her life out there this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. The one and only Dr. Thomas Swain, top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning to you, too. And happy Veterans Day to every one of our veterans.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, I don't want to get pessimistic, but I'm just thinking, and with all the brilliance that we have and genius that we have about why they have not found a solution for getting along with one another without the wars and killing and invading and taking over other people's resources. I don't quite understand it. Not yet, you know. So I pray that there comes a time when there's a solution, because it's eon after eon, thousands and thousands of years, constantly doing the same thing. And I keep thinking, is this the essence of what being a human is? That's always wanting more and fighting and taking away from one another. It's kind of sad, because we know that when we love, when we express and feel and show and give and receive that love, everything works so beautifully. So I don't know what it is. Is it a driven instinct to fight, to war? I don't quite understand it yet. Because as I'm reading, you know, all about all the world histories and things, now that I have time to, it's every time I open the page to any era, they talk about this, you know, 10 or 100 wars and you know, it's just like when groups come together, that's the first thing they do. They want to take over each other. I don't quite understand that aspect of, well, I know that's not the spiritual self, it's the human self, the animal self, the aspect of this physical life that we live. And this is such a beautiful, wonderful planet, and huge. It has everything. We can have enough for everyone. So I feel sad about that. But maybe I don't know the bigger picture. I don't know what the bigger picture might be. That's part of how we move up in our consciousness. It gives us a reason to work on it harder. I'm not sure, but anyway, that's my thoughts for from time to time about what's going on in the world.
My comments is Cain, Kiel, Abel, and they were brothers. That was the first murder.
Right.
But anyway, as we move forth, folks, to try to understand the world that we live in, and again, it will be what it is as long as the reality of the human being exists. And as the, I just want to open up with the who we are, what we do. The Billionaire Mastermind Forum is a foundation of philosophy of thoughts and think tanks of ideas. And we say when two or more minds come together, it has the ability to stimulate and activate the divine source that's within you. And all you have to do, as we say, sounds simple, is download all the good that you desire. And it's right there waiting for you. However, there's levels of self-discipline that's necessary to bring your goals and dreams into reality. So as the meditation this morning with Esther Hicks and Abraham, those of you who might not know who Abraham and Esther Hicks is, Esther Hicks is, what would I call her? Abraham is a spirit that speaks through her. And when she speaks, this spirit of Abraham, they call
she's
it.
She's a channel, right?
She's a channel. And she's been out there for years, and we play a lot of her meditations. And this morning was, everything is always working out for me. That's a mantra that you can always repeat over and over and over again. You know, there's many mantras that you can repeat. But this affirmation, okay. She says affirmation. Affirmation, everything is always working out for me. And it's just one of the many quote-unquote affirmations that you can use every day and every way. I'm getting better and better. I can be what I will to be. But these affirmations and thoughts, if you can bring them into your state of being and vibration, then these signals will go out and just go and send out signals out into the universe. So I found a story that I wanted to read here that someone put up on how this affirmation helped them. So she writes, this lady, and I don't think I have her name. I didn't click the name. The story goes like this. She said, I just want to share about what's been happening in my life. And this story is from a lady who listened to this recording and kept saying every day, everything is always working out for me. And this is what she wrote. She said, I just want to share about what's been happening in my life. I've been listening to Abraham Hicks on and off for a few years now. And this time last year, I was living in a cramped little camper. My dad was very sick, and I was very severely depressed, living 12 hours away from my sick father and unable to afford to go and see him. By June of last year, my dad passed away, and I sunk deeply into depression and anger. Somewhere in that darkness, I found a tiny thread of positivity to grasp onto, and I slowly began a train of positive momentum, attempting to gently pull myself out of the hell I was in. Confined to that tiny camper, unable to afford a healthy diet, feeling overweight, and massive amount of anxiety, I start listening to the YouTube video of Abraham Hicks doing what one of her Rampage. It was called Everything is Always Working Out for Me, every day. I started saying that mantra to myself over and over. All of a sudden, a new stream of consistent income came into my life, seemingly from nowhere. I could now afford to feed myself properly and take care of myself. A few months after that, with that new flow of positivity, my mom, out of nowhere, called me and said to me, "What would you say if I brought you a house?" This is not like my mom. I would have been shocked if she had let me borrow $5 for gas. A month later, and I was sitting in my new home, fully paid for, and not a penny owed. My home has beautiful streams in the side yard, privacy, and just absolutely heavenly. Now, after a few more months of living in this beautiful home and going more and more into this positive stream of momentum, my income has suddenly increased even more seamlessly out of nowhere. At this point, I feel like I'm exploding with gratitude, and everything is literally always working out for me. The more I believe in that, the more evidence of it shows up. I just wanted to share that I am in awe of my life at this point. I always learn about the law of attraction and stuff like that, and always believe it. But holy crap, I mean, I'm living it now. Wow. Just wow. Everything is always working out for me. Is a affirmation / mantra, whatever you want to call it. It's that you send these vibrations out, and once you get it rooted within your belief system and the subconscious takes over and it's clear that you're not playing or that you're committed to this outcome, then you can say this mantra or mantras of whatever you choose to say. And that's what we call the law of attraction. So today, as we celebrate the Veterans Holiday today, we want to just pray that everything always working out for me, not us, but for this country, folks. We have to pray that we have to pray for the overall, not just ourselves, but our prayers and our positive energies got to go for whoever is in charge of making decisions and controlling our lives and other areas. We pray that they make the right decision. So on today, on Veterans Day, we give honor and we give thanks to those who sacrificed their lives and their energy for us to live under this Constitution that we have that give us the freedom to think, to act, and to bring into manifestation our goals and our dreams. This is not a joke, folks. Where we are and the area that we're in and the Constitution is an incredible blessing. People are dying to get here. They're fighting to get to this area of the world. We are here. We have to take advantage of it. So everything is always working out for me, no matter what your challenge might be. Just have that mantra to say that everything is working out for me. Whew. That's my opening for today on this Veteran Day.
And I believe this is why I feel that I love my life so much, Ali, because I believe that mantra affirmation in terms of just always feeling that something good is going to take place. And no matter what the situation is, it's leading me to a higher level. So I think without even knowing it, I've always had this whole universal law of attraction as part of my personality. And I expect always good things, good people, good situations to come into my life. And it always happens. I expect beautiful clothes, beautiful home, beautiful car, beautiful, wonderful travels, great friends around me, loving, supportive family. And these things are the things that happen. And I look for these aspects in other people's lives. And I think that's part of my mission is to help to other people to radiate this feeling of wholeness and completeness and perfection so that it happens for them. It is called the law of attraction, but I believe in it totally and I do live it. And that affirmation mantra was meditation was perfect about it. Thank you so much for playing it.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, yes. And that was the one and only Dr. Thomas Swain. And we're going to go out now to our co-hosts and see what we have on their mind this morning on Veterans Day. Let's see if we can pull up.
This is a story about control. My control.
Miss Control is what we want to pull up now, if we can. Good morning, Rhonda.
Good morning. What a great conversation about sort of the power of the law of attraction. And it's so interesting that when you really pay attention, you can see it working in your life. You can see how things change when you are able to adjust your mindset and adjust your emotional vibration so that it's in a more positive place. It almost feels like it's magic. And you'll hear people saying, oh, my goodness, I can't believe this is happening. Or I can't believe this is working out. But the law of attraction is very clear. And as we talk about, folks, it's a universal law. It's not like a man-made law where, you know, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. Or, you know, with man-made laws, if I actually get stopped, if I get caught running a red light by the cops, then I'll get in trouble. But if I don't get caught, then I won't get in trouble. That's not how universal laws work. Universal laws work universally. They work always, 100% of the time. So knowing that we have that kind of power within us to activate that law. In fact, I always have to correct myself when I'm thinking this way, but it's not really that we have the power to activate it. We are living it every single day. This it is what it is, right? This is just how it goes. And we may or may not realize it. We may or may not be consciously directing and fine-tuning our vibration, but it doesn't matter. It's happening anyway. So the results that you see around you, I want you to just stop for a minute. Are you seeing positive things happening around you? Or maybe you're in a bit of a negative spiral where things are coming to you. What have your thoughts been? What's your emotional state been? Could it be that you've activated this vibration and now you're sort of caught in this cycle where this negativity is coming to you because of the vibration that you're sending out? It's for us to think about. I always think about if you are activating and managing the law of attraction, there's a way to think about it. How about managing the law of attraction in your life? This weekend I was reviewing some things and I'm doing a presentation and I thought, gosh, I really like this term. Chief Influence Officer. Who's the Chief Influence Officer, the CIO? Who's the CIO in your life? And if you're the CIO in your life, what's that influence? What are you influencing? What type of results are you influencing? What are you bringing to pass? Are you setting your goals? Are you establishing your vision? Are you going big and bold? Are you maintaining a positive state of high vibration? Who's the CIO in your life? And if things are not going well, you can't fire yourself, but you can change your thoughts, behaviors. You can change those that vibrational state so that you can bring more positive, so that you can activate a more positive and more intentional law of attraction. Back to you.
Wow. Thank you so much, Ron, the Chief Influence Officer, CIO. Great concept there. We need to take that, of course, and write that big and bold on a piece of paper or go to the printer or go to Staples and say, I am my own Chief Influence Officer. And you need to put that somewhere where you can see it. I like that a lot, Rhonda. Your Chief Influence Officer. Are you your own Chief Influence Officer? Great, 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 great. And folks, if you just tune in, this is the Billionaire Mastermind Forum. Today is Veteran Day, and we started off with a mantra meditation. Everything is always working out for me when we first started out. And now we're just having a roundtable discussion about that topic or that idea. And Billionaire Joe, when it comes to money, everything is always working out for you?
Cash.
Always.
What I need.
It's the law of expectation. If you expect good things to happen, then good things will happen. And it reminds me so much of, by the way, Dream Life Coach, that was a great concept there of the CIO. I love it. But I was saying referencing a quote by the great Maya Angelou, she says, you know, when you're grateful, when you see what you have, you know, it unlocks blessings to flow in your life. So the more grateful, the more gratitude you express, the more of that will flow into your life. So, you know, it's just expecting good things to happen, expecting, you know, despite challenges, despite obstacles, despite, you know, situations and issues, that good things will arise from that. And if you have that mindset, then, you know, it always will work out. As Billionaire Baby says, everything will always work out. That's the attitude that we all need to have. And sometimes it's difficult, you know, it's difficult to have that. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, things, good things will work out. And, you know, law of attraction, you know, always demonstrate that things and people and situations will eventually, you know, flow into your life to make things work out for you. So, you know, I'm always, you know, have that positive expectation, Dr. Courage Mind, that despite, you know, whatever, you know, situations we're in, whatever, you know, situations we're facing, that, you know, it will work for the good. And that's how it is. And, you know, just in reference in this wonderful day here, Veterans Day, that, you know, we certainly have to express that gratitude to all the vets out there that have sacrificed, have, you know, toiled, have made the, you know, the sacrifices to protect us. And, you know, this is their day, and we have to honor them and be grateful to what they have contributed to the country and, of course, to our lives as well. So, thank you all for the wonderful expressions of love. And that's, you know, in their toil of protecting, that's really expressing their love for us. Back to you, Dr. Gershman.
Yes, the veteran says, and thank you, great comments, Billionaire Joe, Dr. Joseph Reed there, giving his comments. But as the old Jay says, I got your back. And that's what the veteran said to us, is they had our backs, folks. And now we're going to close up here with our one and only Billionaire Happy. She's working with this one. Yeah. The happy, happy show host. Come She's happy for like she got the biggest house on the block. That's why she's happy.
I was just gonna say, before she starts, let me just say that I want to thank her for being a guest on Coffee with Rhonda this past Saturday.
Okay.
And she was just awesome and amazing and brought all that wonderful, wonderful, happy energy to the show. So listen, folks, this is real, this energy, this, you know, this sense that you get of just being upbeat and positive. So, yes, you brought all of that happiness to the show, so thank you.
Thank you. It was my pleasure. I was just going to mention that, too, because I had such a great time hanging out and just being among the co-hosts. I just loved it and just learned so many interesting things about setting expectations and relationships and, you know, just doing that ahead of time and just such good input from the three of you guys. So I had a great time and I want to thank you. And I look forward to being able to do it again in the future. It was so much fun. And to answer Dr. Goldrich-Mind's question, I love. For me, I think about mantras as something that you do to still your mind and your focus. And so you just repeat that one phrase over and over and over and over and over again. And you can do that with an affirmation as well. But when I just think about mantras, that's the thing that I think about them, using it as a tool to just kind of still and quiet your mind, and you can use it as a mindful activity. And I think that particular phrase, everything is always, always working out for me. If you can just start your day with thinking that no matter what comes your way, you're going to just not be